Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this last Sunday in February, which is also the first Sunday in Lent. We have started the Lent season as of Wednesday. Ash Wednesday was this previous Wednesday. So we started the Lent season on Wednesday. So it's the first Sunday in Lent. I'm glad to be back with you all after our travel with my wife and me going to India. We had a good time with my mother. Thank you for all of your prayers. She's not in good shape now, can't hear, can't see, but she's eating well, so thank you for your continued prayers for that. The announcements are listed on the second page in the bulletin, if you can follow that with me. Let us continue to take part in the food ministry, that we are now donating the food and the donations that you contribute to the children, the needy children of the Hispanic ministry that worshiping with us. There are several children that need a lot of help, so let us continue to fill up that bin in cash or in kind. My books are still available if you want a copy that will help the mission work of this church, so please buy those copies. And also our mailing address is listed there for those who are remote, particularly for sending in your donations or any communications. And the cooking class will be scheduled as soon as we get a volunteer. And the art class hopefully will be March 18th, everything goes well with Wayne and his surgery. So let's note that in our calendars for March 18th. Third Thursday luncheon, the love lunch, will be on March 16 at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. And today we'll have the celebration of our blessings of birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll have lunch after service. All are welcome to join. Please join for the lunch after service to celebrate our blessings. Next Sunday, March 5th, will be the first Sunday in March. We will have Holy Communion. So please pray about that and be here that we can share our communion together. Our attendance and offerings, thank you for your continued faithful support of the ministries of this church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. We now take donations through our website. Please, especially those who are remote, you can use that facility. It's very convenient. All you have to press a couple of buttons, and you can use your credit card or debit card or whatever convenient forms, or even bank draft. Several different options there. It's a service that we don't have to spend a lot of money. So please use that service if you are able to do so. Thank you all for joining in here and also online. Good morning to you all online as well. Let us continue worshiping God together. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, we will worship together. The first Sunday in Lent, I wanted to give you a little introduction of what the Lent means. This is a time the church historically has used to do a self-examination through prayer, fasting, and repentance. We have five Sundays before Palm Sunday that we celebrate or observe as Lent Sundays, and then we come, then comes the Palm Sunday and then Easter. So what we do is to take a time to reflect on our lives, to renounce injustice of any form, social and any kind of discrimination or injustice in this world, and then reject any bad habits that we can, and in our lives, especially pride and envy and jealousy and hatred, violence, and those kind of things that we can reflect on ourselves, what we need to reject, and then repent of our sins and be closer to God. That is the purpose of observing these Lent Sundays. Some people do some dieting during this time, which is good, and also fasting and study of the Word of God during this time. So three R's: reject in evil, and renounce injustice, and repent of our sins. So keep that in our mind during this time as we prayerfully observe the Lent season. I'll be preaching for 5 Sundays from the Lent Sundays, 5 lessons for Lent. So we'll go through each Sunday with a different subject that will be helpful for our building and grounding of our faith life as we continue our faith journey in this world. So let us continue worshiping together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 545, The Church is One Foundation. We will sing verses 1, 2, 4, and 5. The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ alone. She is His new creation by water and the word. From heaven He came sought her to be His holy bride. With His own blood He bought her, and for her life be done. Elect from every nation, yet born o'er all the earth, her daughter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glow, and the great church victorious shall be the church and friends. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with whose rest is one. Oh, happy once and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, born high may dwell with thee. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name to worship you as your children in this church and also online. Thank you for the gift of life that you have given us in this world to live here and to be a blessing in this world. Almighty God, as we start the season of Lent, grant that we may grow in the meaning of Jesus' selfless love, that He gave Himself for us, that we may reflect that love to others, and to renew our covenants that we made during our baptisms, and during this season to renounce evil and to reject all forms of injustice and to repent of our sins. Enable us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit to worship you in truth and in spirit, with reverence and humility. All honor and glory be to you through our Jesus Christ, our Lord, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name to worship you with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. Let your blessings pour upon us during this time of worship, that we will feel your presence, not only in this church, also as we go from this place wherever we are, that we will be filled with the power of your presence and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving us this time together. Bless us, Lord, as we worship gathered together. The songs we sing, the prayers we make, the meditation of the word, and all the things that we do here bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. If you can, if you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Do the responsive reading now, which is taken from Psalm 32, verses 1 through 11, which you can find on page 766. Psalm 32, page 766. Please stand if you are able.
Blessed are those whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered.
Blessed are those whom the Lord does not hold guilty and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
When I did not declare my sins, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as the heat of summer.
I acknowledged my sins to you and I did not multiply my iniquities.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave the guilt of my sin.
Therefore, let those who are godly offer prayer to you.
At a time of distress, the rush of great waters shall not reach them.
You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble and encompass me with deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Do not be like an unruly horse or a mule without understanding, whose temper must be curbed with bits and bridles.
Many are the pangs of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous.
Shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. We share our prayers of blessings and concerns. And as a church family, we lift them up to the throne of grace of God, thanking God for all the blessings that we receive, and also to lift up our burdens and concerns together, share with each other, and also lift them to God together, united in prayer. It's also the last Sunday of the month. Also, we share our prayers of blessings, particularly our birthdays and anniversaries. Are there any special birthdays or anniversaries or special events this month that you want to share that we can thank God for? We have a new grandbaby. Our second son has the child, a girl. It's the first girl in our family for two generations. So thank God for that. She was born on February 11th, the day we left. Thank God. Thanks be to God for that. Any other birthdays, celebrations, anniversaries this February? The prayer requests are listed at the back. Please turn with me to those. The items and the persons listed there, let us continue to pray for these people and these items. Particularly the ones that are highlighted are current prayer requests. Pray for the O'Day family and the Hughes family as they are grieving at the death of their dear ones. Continue to pray for Martha as she is continuing with her chemo. We pray for Guillermo as he needs a lot of prayer now. So he's not able to come to church anymore. Liliana is home. She's trying to get online, but she could not. Please keep them in our prayers. His health has declined considerably in the last couple of weeks. So we don't know what is ahead of them, but keep Liliana in our prayers and also for God's guidance in the future, that God's peace will be with her and the family. Pray for Harry, as Harry and Jan are online with us. Harry has to go through some of the processes and procedures for the issues that he has. So please keep him in our prayers, and also Jan, who had an infection this last week. So please keep both of them in our prayers. And thank you for joining with us for worshiping Jan. Do you have anything to add?
No.
Thank you.
Grateful to be here.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for joining. We'll keep you in our prayers. Keep Carol in our prayers. She's back with us, singing together with us. Thank you. And thanks be to God for the healing and the progress that she made. And also keep Wayne in our prayers as he's preparing for a surgery for his kidney stone again on March 7th, right?
Oh.
So it's not bothering him yet, but he wants to be proactive in getting it out. So please keep him and Carol in our prayers. And please keep Lou in our prayers, who is going to give company to Carol when he is in the hospital. So they both need prayers now.
Yes. I have to stay with GMO now 4 days a week.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lou. Are there any other prayer requests?
Well, Pastor, I'd like to continue to pray for the Hughes family. They had another death in their family this week.
Oh, another one?
Another one.
Oh, wow. The Hughes family, it's already listed there for a death for a couple of weeks ago. Now there's another death in the family. So please keep them in our prayers. Please continue to pray for our service workers, thankful for their services, and also keep them, our military, fire, police, our regular grocery clerks and trash workers, and all those who serve us, our mailmen, delivery people. Let's be thankful for their services as well. At the same time, pray for their safety and their family's safety. Continue to pray for our country, our president, leaders of the Congress and governors of the state and many others who make decisions. And also pray for the world leaders that they will work together for peace in this world, that God will give them the guidance of the Holy Spirit to work together for peace. So let us keep them in our prayers as well. If there are no other call-outs or prayer requests, let us go to God in prayer together. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and I'll close with a summarized prayer. Loving God, we thank you for this time of prayer that you have given us. As your children to gather in your name, not only to worship you, but also to share our prayers of blessings and concerns together. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us, Lord, to live in this world. It is a blessing to be here, Lord, so that we can bless others. And you give us the opportunities every day to bless others in this world, Lord. We thank you for everything that you give us, even when we don't deserve it. Thank you for the good health and strength you have given us, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to gather in your name to worship together in this church and also online. We also thank you above all for Jesus Christ, your Son, whom you sent to this world to take up our sins, so and he died for us and rose from the dead, so that we can have that eternal life that you have offered for free through your Son Christ. We thank you again for the blessing of salvation. We thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord. We bring up our prayers of blessings, especially the ones that we have shared here. We thank you for the gift of life through with the birth of Nora, one of our grandchildren. Lord, thank you for your grace upon the family and also the parents. We pray that you will give them the grace to raise her in your grace and knowledge to be a blessing in this world. We thank you for all the new births and the birthdays that we celebrate and all those who are celebrating anniversaries. Thank you for a new year in their life. We continue to pray for those who need your healing at this time, particularly the ones that we have named here. We pray for the healing for Guillermo as he's struggling with his health issues. We pray for Liliana, who cares for him. Bless them as a family, Lord, during this time of trouble and sickness. We pray for your guidance as a family. Look forward to you for your guidance. We pray for your grace upon them. We thank you for the continued progress that you have given in the healing for Carol. Bless her, Lord, with complete healing, that she can walk without any support. Bless her with your grace. Thank you for allowing her to come here to sing with us again, Lord. We pray for Wayne as he's preparing for his surgery on March 7th. We pray for your grace upon him. Bless them as a family also, with your peace and comforting presence. We pray for Martha. Continue to be with her, Lord, during this chemo sessions that she's going through. Bless her with your peace and heal her, Lord, according to your grace. Above all, we pray for your peace and your comforting presence to be with her and rich. We pray for the Hughes family as we heard another death in the family. Bless them with your peace, Lord, at this time. As they're grieving, we pray for your comforting presence to be there in their family. We pray for the O'Day family also to be at peace during this time of grief. We pray for Harry as he's struggling with his health issues. We pray for your guidance, especially for the doctors and the nurses to make the right decisions for his treatment. We pray for Jan also for healing from her infection. Bless them as a family and also cover them with your love and comfort them with your peace during this time. We pray for our service workers, especially the ones in military, fire and police. We pray for your grace upon them. We pray for our trash workers, our grocery clerks, our mailmen, all those who work day and night behind the scenes to serve us. We thank you for their services, Lord. We pray for your grace upon them and their families, especially for their safety. We thank you again for their services and pray for them. We pray for our country. We pray for the nation, our president, our vice president, leaders of the Congress and governors of the state and many others who make decisions on a daily basis. We pray for the fear of God to guide them every day to do the right thing and good things for the people. Fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit and his wisdom so that they will do the right things. We thank you again for this time that you have given us to gather in you and to share our prayers of blessings and concerns. Be with us today, Lord, as we worship together. We raise our church into your hands at this time. We pray for your guidance in the future of the church and to use the opportunities that you give us, Lord, to work in this community to be a blessing. We also pray for the Hispanic church and the ministry that they are doing here. Bless their pastor and all the works that they're doing. Help us, Lord, to have a blessed lunch together today. We can be a blessing to this community, working together to meet the needs of those who are needy around us, Lord. Be with us today. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, in the singings and the prayers and the meditations we do. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Thank you. Please stand for the Lord's song.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son,
Scripture says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Everyone should give according to what he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly, not under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. You are the most and gracious God from whom, whose open hearts we, hands we receive the gift of life, health, joy, and fellowship. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now, which is taken from the book of Ephesians, the letter of Ephesians, letter of Paul to Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Ephesians, chapter 4. Verses 1 through 13. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, the living word that will become life and spirit in us. As we receive your word, Lord, open our hearts and illumine our souls so that we can receive the word with humility and obedience, that we can be a blessing to this world. Bless us, Lord, with your presence. Touch and each and every one of us according to our need. We thank you for the gift of the living word and help us to be obedient before it. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I reminded you, we started the Lent season. The first Sunday in Lent is today, and we have five Sundays in Lent, and then comes the Palm Sunday. So I'll be preaching five lessons of Lent. Basically, those are lessons of faith that we can reflect on our lives and what we need to do to be strong in those areas. Today, the first Sunday, I am preaching from Ephesians, the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus about the need of having unity in the church and unity in spirit. He says that make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. God wants us, his children, to be united, even though we don't see unity in many places that we should have unity. Because of our self-centeredness and our sins that entangle us, it is very hard to have unity as human beings. So this Lent season, one of the lessons that we want to reflect in our lives is about what is unity that Scripture is talking about, and what each of us can do to achieve and attain that unity. It is not just a unity of minds. It is not just about the unity of some power. It is about the unity of the Spirit. That is what matters. Many times we misunderstand or understand incorrectly about what unity means. Sometimes, most of the times, we think that when we are united in one opinion, we are united. Surely not. Because our unity can be grounded on the wrong things. One of the things that come to my mind is about the Tower of Babel. I mean, many of you or most of you know the story of the Tower of Babel. And they were united as people to build a huge tower. And they were united in their mind, they were united in their effort, and they were united in their effort to be better than God. They wanted to be greater than God, and they wanted to build a tower that they can reach heaven. So that unity is not the unity that the Scripture is talking about. United in human efforts without God in the center can cause the problems that they have experienced, as we all know. The Tower of Babel story, if you go back and read that in Genesis in chapter 11 and 12, it happened right after the great flood. After the flood, there were only very few people remained. Do you remember how many? Noah and family. 8 of them. That's what we read. And then the Tower of Babel happened about 100 years after the flood. That's what history teaches us. So by the time that 8 people multiplied again to probably about, some people say about 20 to 30,000 people by that time. So what they wanted to do at that time, because they were so close together, and they were growing in number, they did not want to be scattered. They want to be united together, holding on to each other, which was a good thing. But God's plan was different. God wanted them to multiply and spread the land, not to be united together. So these people united together to build a big tower, and we all know that what happened after that. God scattered them. God scattered their languages, and their unity crumbled right from the beginning. So without God in the center, our unity is meaningless. It can also only bring calamity and problems. So they built the tower as a signpost or a marker, so they can be gathered together and be united together. We read that in chapter 11 of Genesis. It reads about they built the tower from stop from getting scattered. But God wanted them to be scattered and be filled and multiplied in this world. So God's will was to be multiplied when they thought it was to be unified. So the unity that you and I are talking about is not to be gathered together in one church. It is good to be here as one church, but as God's people, the unity is actually opening the walls and the doors of this church so that we can see the bigger picture of the world and be united together with others. It is not about closing in, but it is to be opening out. to the world and the world's needs. So these people could not have conceived blessing and security coming as a result of dispersion, even though God wanted them to be dispersed and be blessed. God, that doesn't mean that God does not like unity. I mean, God does like unity, but God likes the unity of the Spirit. The unity of the Spirit is what Paul teaches us during this letter that we just read. So I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. So he continues to tell them what the unity of the Spirit means. He teaches them that there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. So there are so many things that he is teaching them about being united, united in spirit, because we were united in hope. We are called with one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. God is breaking the barrier of diversity through the story of the Babel Tower that I told you. In Babel Tower, they tried to unite themselves by gathering their unity of efforts and their minds. But then at the Pentecost, it happened again. They were gathered together, united, but then they had different tongues. They started speaking different languages. The difference is that in the Babel Tower, when they started talking different languages, what happened? They did not understand each other. That's what happened in the Babel Tower. But on the Pentecost experience that they had, when they were speaking different languages, they were able to still understand each other. So that's what the unity of the Spirit is, understanding each other even though when we are different. We are different in color, we are different in culture, we are different in languages, we are different by birth. But even among all those diversities and differences, we can speak the language that we can understand each other. That's the language of love that anybody can speak. Even the newborn baby who does not understand any language can understand the language of love. That's the language that God wants us to practice and speak, the language of love. And the language of hope, a hope that anybody can understand, that there is a hope that God has given us because of His Son Jesus Christ. So these are the things that unite us. That's the unity of the Spirit. One hope, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. We are all children of one Father. Even though we have different names, we are all called children of God. And we, regardless of what generation you are in, you may be older, you may be younger, you may be middle-aged, regardless of what generation you belong to, we are all children of God. Because God does not have grandchildren. We have grandchildren. Even our great-great-grandchildren, when it comes to God, they are all children of God. There's only one generation. And that generation is through Jesus Christ having eternal life. So there is only, God has only children and not grandchildren. So we are all children of God because we have one Father. And that is the unity of the Spirit. So in spite of all of our differences, we can find the unity of the Spirit because of the unity of love, unity of hope, and also because of our genealogy, because we have one Father. God, our Father, is our one Father. We are called as Christians because of one reason. Jesus said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So if we don't have love uniting us, we are not Christians. As Christians, when we are called Christians, because we follow the one who preached love and who one practiced love, the love of God, and showed us through his life. So as church, we pledge our vows to give our prayers, our presence, give service and witness faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church. That is what we do as Methodist Church and many other churches. We make our vows and our pledges to be faithful to the ministries. So that is the unity of spirit that helps us together to be one body, to be a blessing to this world. And when we come to the church itself, it is not about building walls as denominations. It is about opening up our walls. Now there are so many walls that we have built, and none of them seem to work. The great Berlin Wall that you all know had to come down. Then we know the Great Wall of China. You know, now we are building a big wall on the border here. I mean, all of these things that we are trying to build together to contain us. But these are all going to crumble. Because these are human-built walls, because we are self-centered, trying to contain ourselves. That's not unity of the Spirit. The unity of the Spirit goes beyond the walls and the borders, so that we can love each other, and to love together as one family and one Father's children, regardless of we are in what country, South America, North America, Asia, wherever we are all children of God, and that is the unity of the Spirit. So denominationalism and the mindset of which we build towers and walls and cities to keep who are different out of our churches and out of our schools, out of our communities and out of our lives, remind us that we need to be disturbed. We need to be touched by the Holy Spirit to push together so that we can experience the unity of the Spirit by loving others, to accepting others, so that we can be the children of God that God wants us to be. Then in Galatians, Paul talks about that in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. For all those who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we are all partakers of one promise that God gave to Abraham. And through Jesus Christ, we became partakers of that one promise. So regardless of what we are and what our background is, we are all children of God. And there is no difference between Jew or Gentile, slave or free. There is no difference between male or female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Somebody's trying to get in and out, so disturbing me a little bit. Sorry about that. When we talk about unity of the Spirit, we are talking about the Spirit that guides us every day. The Holy Spirit that God gave us in this world. That's only one Spirit. And we are all filled with that power of that Spirit. There is no other Spirit that God gave us. And there is no difference between who we are economically, socially, or culturally. We are all children of God. Jesus said, I came to serve and not to be served. And there are no class differences either. We are all servants to serve others, to serve each other. And just as Jesus came, not to be served, but to serve. We are called not to be served, but to serve others as a service that God has given us to do. There is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised. Paul continues to write to this letter. He says that there are no barbarian, no slave, or everybody is free in Christ, because Christ has given us the freedom that we can all experience together. So there are no second-class citizens in heaven, because they are all children of God. There are no classes in heaven, because we will be all together as children of God. We are all Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So as we start our Lenten journey for Sunday and Lent today, let us be reminded of the fact that we are called to be one body in Christ, not to be divided, but to be united in spirit. Not to be united by the worldly things, but to be united by the Holy Spirit, so that we can be united in one hope, one love, one baptism. And that is the common denominator that we all have. Like I remind you several times, there are two sacraments that we do, that God has asked us to do. All the others are rituals and traditions. The two sacraments are, one is baptism and the other is Holy Communion. All Christians practice that because the Lord Jesus Christ asked us to practice those. Regardless of your Catholic or Protestant, those two sacraments make us one together, united in one baptism, one table. no matter who you are, when you come to the table, to the Lord's table, we are all one in Christ. And also the baptismal waters, regardless of who you are, we are all baptized by one water. We are connected by these two sacraments, showing us that the unity of spirit is about what God's kingdom is all about. So as we start our journey, London journey this year, let us be united in spirit to be one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, as we usually pray in our Holy Communion prayer, to be united, to be in one in ministry and one with each other and one in the spirit. As we go from this place, be united in that spirit. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross, which is 301 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand. If you are able, please stand for 301, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross.
Jesus Keep Me near the cross, there a precious mountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain, in the cross. Rest beyond the reach.
People of God, the scripture asks us to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Let us be the agents of peace and unity wherever we are placed. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.